2017 could be the year Congress begins the monumental task of updating the Civil Service Reform Act. The law turns 40 next year. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee heard from leaders of several federal employee associations about their ideas. Pretty much everyone agrees reform would be a heavy lift. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
In many ways, civil service reform will be a hot topic for Congress this year. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Federal Workforce Subcommittee is hosting a series of hearings on the topic. They'll talk about hiring, firing, performance management, and discipline. President Trump is interested in this topic, too. He signed off on a hiring freeze for some federal employees on day one of his administration. Senator James Lankford is the chairman of that subcommittee, and he says Congress needs to get smart on this topic, too.
Attrition through a hiring freeze may not be the optimal solution for creating an efficient and effective federal workforce. But in the absence of any notable legislative reforms to improve the federal workforce, the administration has every right to alter the status quo through an executive action. Congress can either watch as the administration deals with the federal workforce through executive actions, or it can find consensus and work with the administration, take up the mantle of substantive legislative reform. To do this, this subcommittee plans to have a series of hearings to discuss a broad number of topics, including hiring, training, compensation, performance management, discipline, and separation, and will invite a wide variety of viewpoints.
The subcommittee heard from federal manager associations and unions, who all seem to agree in theory that something needs to change. The general schedule is outdated, hiring takes too long, and federal managers don't have incentives to deal with poor performers. But how to best tackle all of these questions is another story. J. David Cox is the national president of the American Federation of Government Employees.
On the question of whether current laws give federal managers adequate authority to manage the federal workforce, or whether the new laws are needed to expand their authority, the answer is clear. No new laws are needed.
The law Cox is talking about is the Civil Service Reform Act. Congress passed it back in 1978. Reforming the Reform Act might seem like a priority for the committee, but Lankford says first he wants to hear about the paperwork, processes, and existing authorities that prevent federal managers from doing their jobs well.
It may not be a legislative solution. It may be a training issue. And so the task of this committee is not just forming new legislation, it's oversight for existing authorities.
Lankford believes that fixing the hiring process is the first place to start. Agencies have over 100 authorities to bring on new talent. Most agencies only used 20 of them to hire 90% of their new people back in 2014.
My question is not rhetorical. There are 105 hiring authorities. What's being missed at this point? What is slowing down the process? And what I repetitively hear is the hiring is the most important part of it. You don't have as many issues with firing and with oversight if you have good hiring. That involves managers getting a good list, working with HR to make sure that everyone knows exactly what you're looking for, getting that in place. And so when they go through the process, we actually get the right person at the beginning.
The Office of Personnel Management's tried multiple times in the past few years to better educate hiring managers and HR specialists on those authorities. But some say the problem is bigger than that. Bill Valdez is the president of the Senior Executives Association.
No corporation in the world would have a human resources office that does not serve as the principal advisor to its operating units on issues like hiring, on issues like separation. And unfortunately, I think what's happened with OPM is that they delegated much of the authorities that they have to the agencies on transactional issues, you know, how you hire, et cetera. But there wasn't a concurrent upgrading of OPM to serve as that corporate advisor.
Bob Corsi is the former Assistant Deputy Chief of Staff for Manpower, Personnel, and Services for the Air Force. He says OPM should make agencies submit a comprehensive workforce planning strategy.
So one of my recommendations is you've got to require that the organizations have a human capital strategy, strategic plan, which forces them to look at the current workforce, what's coming down the pike, and require them to use analytics to get really smarter on the front end of this so that they can actually get the right talent.
Valdez says OPM needs to step up in other ways.
And they should be providing to agencies advice about how to manage their workforces and make it easier for them to do that. I have in front of me, you know, Title V, you know, the U.S. Code that governs personnel in the federal government. I also have three volumes of OPM guidance on this. No federal manager can possibly understand all of this.
Corsi says federal managers just have too many things on their plates, and most agencies lack the kind of talented human resources experts that they once had to help federal managers address poor performers.
The human capital experts on employee relations, we have hugely reduced those staffs with reductions over the last 15 years. In the Air Force, I would say 50% reduction on our personnel management side of the house. Because with all the budget challenges, and you got the mission and you got the support side, those staffs have taken a disproportionate hit. Managers day in and day out are weighing the value of pursuing the disciplinary action and knowing the commitment on their part that it's going to take to pursue those versus turning a blind eye, which is not ideal, but they're making those value judgments. The two-year probationary period would go a long way in now giving managers the time to deal with performance issues. Unless the manager was very aggressive going through all the process, even with the one-year probationary period, it is very difficult to get everything that needs to get done within that first year.
Another issue is that federal managers aren't held accountable in their own performance evaluations to work with poor performers and find ways for them to improve and go through the proper steps to remove them. Here's Valdez with Chairman Langford.
It is considered to be too much trouble to deal with poor performers, and that you know, as Bob said, you know, you have so many constraints on your time that you just want to make these things go away.
Can I ask for clarification? Is that because of the paperwork requirement on it, the number of hearings?
Yeah.
Because that's something you've mentioned a couple of times. Because one of the things that's come up often is if managers document and during their evaluations actually show lower evaluations and actually have the meetings with someone saying, hey, you're not performing, I'm going to put this in your file and we need you to be able to perform better, then that dismissal goes a lot faster. But if managers are not putting paperwork in the file and they're not having those meetings, then this becomes a lot more complicated.
Langford says he's interested in working with OPM on how the agency could include these tasks into federal managers' evaluations. Valdez also suggested a single avenue where employees could appeal disciplinary actions. They have multiple places now where they can appeal, and that takes time, plus a lot of paperwork. All of these organizations say they're committed to working out the answers to these questions. And for Langford, these discussions can't wait.
I consistently hear people say, we need to address the GS system. And then right behind it, they say, and that'll be the most painful experience the federal government's taken on in decades. I would never, ever touch it if I was you. But we need to do it. So the question is, how do we get a good read for it to know this works well? Management, AFGE, everyone looks at it and says, this is a good functioning system. Let's start trying to multiply it out to other places.
In Washington, Nicole Ogrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.